ministering to women and children in crisis on the streets of Fresno for 55 years. Welcome to Heartline. This is the weekly radio voice spotlighting the Evangel Home of Fresno. Your Heartline host every week is Jim Tuck.
Hello, my listening friend. Thank you for joining us on this edition of Heartline from Evangel Home of Fresno. And Jerry Brenneman is here. It's just the two of us today, Jerry and I, in her office. And it's just, you know, we're not sure where this is going to go. It's just one of those days when momentum and energy and thoughts at the top of our mind are headed funny directions. And we've had talks about bars being located in the nearby community if the planning zoning goes through with it, and got a printer that's not working right. And then I started the program and said something that I probably shouldn't, not that it was inappropriate, just didn't work for this. Hi, Jerry.
Hi, Jim. Let's try again. You know, and this morning I got up, and sometimes I fiddle around when I'm getting ready and I spend too much time on the computer and reading news and all that, and I thought, nope, I am doing my quiet time, my prayer time, and all of that first. So I did all that.
Yeah.
It's a good thing I did, because I keep in the back of my mind, what I keep hearing is someone say, at your age. And at this point, I don't know what that looks like. But that's kind of how it feels like when you're a little kid and you're told to act your age. That usually means you're doing something kind of goofy or straighten up. And you're right. The printer is not working. Same thing I always do, but now it's just printing funny sizes. I was ranting today about polling places and that they're having to condense so many of them that we won't know where we're going to vote unless we send in our ballot. And I think there's going to be a horrendous backlash, I would imagine, and all sorts of people saying they were disenfranchised because maybe people can't. Well, anyway, that's another program, isn't it?
Yeah, and there's another issue.
Yeah, then we have the issue, you know, very seldom do I take work home with me mentally. I'll do paperwork at home. I'll do newsletter kinds of things at home, preparation, but I don't go home and worry about things. Last night, I just kept fussing and fuming over the paper I've received from the Planning Commission, I think, on a temporary permit allowing it to go ahead that someone can turn one of the old dilapidated buildings in the neighborhood into a nightclub. So that from 5 p.m. to 2 a.m., they can have live music and serve every kind of liquor you want. That's like two blocks from us. That's several blocks from a school. Granted that the school is in the daytime, this thing is at night, but it's like, oh, man, we don't need that here. I mean, that's like having, for some of our neighbors, that's going to have it literally across the street from them. You know, besides the issue of parking, the issue of what will go on there and what it does to the neighborhood. And I think that's one of that real fine line we're in right here, Jim, because of downtown redevelopment, of all of the fringe areas around here being developed. Is that what they're going to all be developed with? You know, last year my ranting and raving was over the Iron Bird Cafe, frankly, and the statue out there, which the Iron Bird is a wonderful addition to the whole town. It's very popular. But no one was able to do anything about the statue on top of the building that still looks like it's dangling a baby. And everybody who sees that says the same thing. But so it's kind of like the Bible warns us against getting used to those things. And then you go on to the next.
We get desensitized. And it pretty soon it's being elevated as a high art form. And the next thing you know, it's not only acceptable, it's being praised. So, once you get started down that slippery slope, that's the way it goes.
And here we are at Evangel Home right now. We're really in the middle of that slippery slope from the women coming in here with the issues they have and then what's going on right around us building-wise. It's funny because the people around here, the ones that walk up and down the alley, the drunks and the drug addicts that are around here, they're neighbors. They don't really bother us. Yes, sometimes they do, but somehow I would rather have them than I would some of this stuff that's going to be going in.
Than the enablers.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Well, let's take a couple of minutes. I don't usually get to come since we record on Tuesdays and the graduations are on Fridays. But last week it just worked out that Tuesday was not a good day. And so I came on Friday and recorded a graduation. And what a delight to get to renew that environment and see culmination of 9 months of hard work and life-changing processes here at Evangel Home, and see the families weeping as their loved one has been reclaimed. Feedback on that just a little bit, Jerry.
We had two awesome graduations, and you got to come to the one that had all the family. The one before, there was no family. So it was a total opposite what kind of support. The one last week with the family has left. She's been able to move back home. She's only, what, 21, 22? Amanda, we had interviewed her, I think, the previous week. And she was a fairly straight and narrow kid that went the wrong way in high school, and hoping and praying now that she will stay on the right path, that she'll stay with the Lord, that she'll stay connected with her family. They never gave up on her while she was here. They did everything we asked, and then they did everything that she needed for them to do.
And her parole officer was here.
Wasn't that great? He was sitting there right in the middle of the family, which I don't think that's ever happened either. We've had parole and probation folks here, but they don't usually sit right on the sofa with the family. That was awesome. And then the week before, our graduate had no family at all, and she'll get no family support to stay on the straight and narrow or to stay with the Lord. Her family, in fact, thinks that she's joined a cult. So,
Did she stay with Community Connection, or is she gone?
She's in Community Connection. She stayed here because she knows that she's going to do much better the longer she's here.
What a blessing that that's an option for her in this time of transitioning into productivity in society and growth in her spiritual life and commitment to ministry. This is just kind of a hodgepodge day. I want to move on to the holidays and opportunities for ministry. Evangel Home, of course, this is a big time of year for donations and turkeys and a couple of programs to get involved in the lives of women and their children with gifts and all that. Talk a little bit about that as we approach Thanksgiving and Christmas seasons.
Okay, thanks, Jim. For Christmas, probably one of the most stable things we have is the sponsorship of some of our program women, that we have them fill out forms. They request one or two gift items per each person in their family, and then people can buy those gifts, and that's a great help. We've also learned through the years, Jim, that as much as, in fact, we even have a class that the women sit and write thank you notes to make sure it's done, because some of them have never given that kind of thing a thought in their life. And there have been times where we've missed it, that not everyone has been thanked, or we have not caught one or two people in the past who asked for ridiculous things. I'll never forget one woman who asked for a ticket to Texas, and someone gave it to her. It's like, oh, how did we miss that? But we did. So we try to keep it within a certain financial limit and really help the women understand that Christmas is not just about getting, but it's also time for them to give. Yeah. Anyway, so the sponsorship is a wonderful plan, and anyone's interested, call here and ask for Ruby Cox. Ruby will get you to the right person. It's also the time of year when we really stock up on food and those paper products that take us through the whole year. So anybody now, as we record, we're in mid-October. Those big shopping trips, getting prepared for the holidays, if you could throw in a few extra things for us, that'll get us through half the year, I bet.
Yeah. So, you know, everything you use at the holidays, we use in huge abundance. We've got so many more people. Yeah, and the thought occurred to me, I'm going to backtrack just a moment. You talked about program women, and maybe some of our listeners don't understand. That's opposed to the shelter women, the 28-day shelter. The programs are the 9-month life skills training programs, the garden, primarily alternative sentencing, and then Crossroads, the other transitional training program. Where the ladies live in the apartments next door. So just FYI, that's who those ladies are. So if you have any questions or suggestions of ways to participate and make the holidays more productive and delightful here, the phone number remains the same either way. Maybe you just want to call and chat. I don't know. 264-4714. All right, the website. What's going on the website?
I think we still have our summary of the banquet of the Pottery Lady. So anyone who is interested in that, go to it now, because we'll be changing that in the next few days. We also have a memorial tribute there to Nina Nixon. And I don't remember, Jim, if we've talked about Nina recently. But Nina was, I think she died one day short of her 99th birthday.
Oh.
And she was one of those founding folks of Evangel Home. And I loved her. I got to meet her 3 or 4 years ago when Gary Tompkins and I did a video. Actually, this was 5 years ago, I think, because we it was our 50th anniversary. Nina was our volunteer of the year that year. Now, we gave it to her rather way after the fact, but we didn't know her when Evangel Home was first started. But she was one of the people that went over to that house at Van Ness and Fulton that will now be basically across from where this new nightclub is supposed to be. Maybe that's one reason I'm so ranting and raving about it. Anyway, Nina Nixon and that group would have a plan. I got to figure that one out. She would go into that old house, scrub toilets, scrub bathtubs, and do whatever it took to get it ready. And we were able to make a little video clip of her telling that story. That's on the website, and that's worth seeing. It's about maybe a 2.5 minute interview with her. And just seeing those sparkly eyes and that resolve in her voice. Mm-hmm. And I love how she says that she'd heard about a group of women that were praying, and they were getting active in helping the homeless women. She'd heard about that group that involved Pauline Baker Myers, our founder. So you have Pauline's group over on one side, and you have Nina out there somewhere hearing about this group. And so Nina says that she wasn't someone who just jumped into things, that she waited and she watched. She said, I waited and I watched, and I waited and I watched until when I thought if they were going to move, I would move. And they moved and I moved. And I love to hear her tell that story. And then she says, and the people came, and they came. And they came, and they came. She says that 4 times. And that little simple waiting for Pauline's group to move, if they move, I'll move. And then she did. And so she joined us and was really, I think, one of those very early board members. Wasn't there for the signing of the original documents and all, but I have a, two checks on my desk. One is that $14.55 government return check that never got cashed. That always reminds me, don't take government money. And then one is a check from Nina Nixon, and I have no idea why I kept it. It was written in about 1958, I think. I love the phone number. The prefix was Amherst instead of whatever it would be now. So, and it was $25. And somehow that just spoke to me about her continued commitment, that she was there, as she said, when that founding group moved, she would move. She did. She continued to support us financially. And so I just want to thank Nina.
Yeah, Nina, bless your heart, and bless her heart, I guess. She's with Jesus now, and that's a better place. Well, Jerry, we're out of time, and it's been just interesting. I don't think we've ever done something exactly like this before. No residents with us or volunteers, just the two of us and talking about a hodgepodge of things as they crossed our mind. But we prayed before we opened the mic, asking God to direct our thoughts and our communication. We're going to leave it in His capable hands. Thank you, my listening friend, for joining us today on this edition of Heartline from Evangel Home of Fresno.
The Evangel Home of Fresno, ministering to women and children in crisis since 1955. Reach the Evangel Home by phone in the 559 area code, 264-4714, 24/7 on the World Wide Web, evangelhome.org. God bless you. Thank you for tuning in this week's Heartline, the RV, the radio voice of the Evangel Home in Fresno.